I could be selling what I have already, but I just feel like I know I can do better. You know, I have
better recordings,
better vocals. Yeah.
Better vocals.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I love my vocals. Maybe I'm wrong, but I'm going to give it a shot.
Well, then it's good that we're going to this level.
Yeah.
Because this, I'm ready. This honestly, you know, this is my $100-$200 hour stuff. This is the stuff that I'm giving
so
with
honored.
The, and this is for the people that are super, super serious about this and that really want to know. And
well,
it's like a life, it's a lifestyle for them, which I feel it is for you.
The other part is I'm really understanding that Steve can lower the keys with the Pro Tools. So I really think on some of my songs, the key is going to help. If I could lower it like a half step, you know, that could make a difference.
That's cool.
That
he can do that across the board
for
your songs,
right? He can do
it
across the board. So I'm going to really be able to fix them.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's going to, boy, when you're feeling great about all of the vocals.
Well, you know what? I already decided I have another sense of what I can do with audio. I'm going to do an audio book, inspirational, that's about reading my stories with my music. And I think that's what's going to be my vehicle. Because see, I don't want to say I'm not a great singer, but I know what I'm capable of. And I know even at my best, I'm not Mariah Carey. But I do know that people are responding to my writing. I've been writing a lot. This week I wrote probably more than you can imagine.
Wow.
About grief. Because maybe it's the holidays. I think this is the time of year people are sad.
Okay.
They feel they're supposed to be happy, but
exactly.
It's not.
And it makes you sadder.
Well, you remember you happy like times. And there's like real grief, like death.
Oh, that. When
that kind of grief doesn't go away, and the holidays make it worse.
Oh, yes. I have two friends that are experiencing.
And now I'm finding that my writing is helping those people, and it's like, I understand, so this is where I'm going. I'm going to write more to help and comfort people that are grieving. And you know what?
Wow.
That is going to be a big thing, because then people really might be more receptive to my music. So I don't have to necessarily do the CD of my music first.
That's one.
So
yes.
I'm working on my book, and it's funny, I was working on it for the last few weeks editing. Instead, I wrote like 25 new pages this week. And I wrote about how it felt to experience my son's death. And people are really, you know, very responsive. It's very good. It's good.
Wow.
It's very cathartic for me because I don't have the pain I had. But I remember, you know. And that's where my songs are so helpful. I went through that stage of recording them. It was so much fun. But now I have more purpose. And that's good. I need purpose and clarity as to where am I going with all this music? Where did it all come from and why?
Absolutely.
So I found that. So even the song I'm working on has meaning for me. So when we get to that, I'll share it.
Laughter?
Laughter then tears.
Laughter then tears.
Yes.
So the friend that was talking to you, or the person that said to you about the grief, you had talked to me last time that was suggesting that.
Yes.
And your reaction was different than it seems like than it is now. Did you?
I played my music. Did I tell you I went to a nail salon and this woman?
No.
Oh,
never heard
this. This is quite a story. I was just listening to my music, and I thought it was kind of rude, and she was doing my nails, and I just told her about my life, and, I'm listening to my music, and this story is written for my son that died, and then she started crying. She said, my brother died this year, and I said, you want to hear one of my songs? So she put the earbud in, and her eyes were all pools of tears. I put on Farewell. I didn't want to play my singing yet, and I said, well, I have another one beside me always, and when I put it on, she was like, she says, I feel better. It was like, it was like such a great feeling to know that song, which is really what I'll play you my song in a few minutes. But what's interesting is I'm noticing all the songs I'm writing, a lot of them have the same theme. And I don't like to repeat myself, and I don't want to be repetitious.
Well,
you've
said that a lot. But
this last song, this keeps coming up.
Yeah,
for
and
me.
You've said it. You've said it to me. You've said it at Kulox over the mic.
Yeah.
You keep apologetically.
Those. Yeah.
You know, you have.
This is it.
About
this is what I'm doing. This is comfort. I'm a comfort.
Yeah, because there's a lot of need for it. There just is, you know?
Yeah. So I got to get to be a better singer to be my... If I'm the vehicle, because I never thought... I told you when I came here, I'm not the singer. Somebody else will sing my songs. But I love singing my songs. So I'm having fun.
Wow, that's special, Judy. You've had some special, special experiences with people. And that's amazing. What a gift.
Well, you know, when it comes to me, I feel so amazed. Like... I just came up with my own concept, and I have no idea if it's original or not, but I basically said when you lose someone you love, it's an amputation of your soul, and that's exactly my words. So that's what I'm writing about, the amputation of my soul, which is basically something is cut away that cannot be replaced, and it heals, and healing is appropriate, but it leaves scars. And you can make some good out of it, but it's pretty painful. Yeah, and music is a great source of comfort.
Yeah.
Which I didn't have for a long time. I never could sing. So now I can sing. It's great.
During that time? During the,
you, when I was sad.
When you were sad.
And even now, when I'm stressed, I still can't pick up my guitar. When I feel too much stress and I really want to play music, but I have to really be relaxed and feeling good.
To play it, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, Judy, I like that. I like the whole thing with the, you're speaking, you, the story, like an audiobook, yeah. Music, audio.
Well,
I was
just reading it to somebody, and she said to me, when your voice is reading your story, I'm so, like, mesmerized. And I thought, oh, wow, that's really exciting.
Wow.
Because it's not like somebody else could read the story the same way. It's my story.
Absolutely.
So I can tell my stories at the best. Who could tell it better?
Surely.
If somebody wants to listen. And I think I have some good stories.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
That's great.
And I'm going to call my first book Beside Me Always.
Oh.
And I'm going to have my song. So it's
that's perfect.
This is going to be...
That's perfect.
Yeah, it's exciting.
All right. Well, let's do
your
song.
I can feel your passion.
Oh, I'm like, it makes so... If you could see my arms, I swear you'd get goosebumps. People don't believe me. A lot of times they'll sing something, a student, whatever, I have goosebumps. And I'll show them. I mean, if you could see... I'm telling... It's like a confirmation or something.
Well,
that
did
comes.
You see your picture? I put your... Remember I took your picture last time?
Oh, yes.
I put it up there. And I loved your story. And I called it this garden, my seeds in the garden or whatever, my musical garden, because those seeds were my songs. You said that. That was your idea. And that's so true.
Oh, wow.
Because I don't understand how I wrote all these songs about loss and about my life before I experienced it. How? And you know what?
That's
it's so amazing.
Yes.
It is amazing.
It is.